Welcome to Homeschool Companion, your source for information, motivation, and inspiration. If you're part of the homeschool community or simply interested in learning more about home-based education, stay tuned. Together we'll examine the latest resources, learning styles, and teaching techniques. We'll speak with experts in the field to help you uncover every homeschool advantage. We'll also present suggestions on how to keep Christ in the curriculum as we explore fresh ways to teach and learn. Here's your Homeschool Companion host, author, educator, and children's ministry specialist, Dr. Rose Gamblin.
Welcome, welcome to Homeschool Companion. Today we're going to take a look at a very special man. He just happened to come onto the floor of the San Antonio Seventh-day Adventist World Convention. There were so many people there, and you can hear the noise in the background, but I was thrilled to be able to talk to him. His name is Elder Paul Moore. He is a retired minister now. He has served overseas. I know he's bilingual. He served in Argentina. He, in the last 15 years of his professional life, led out in the developing of a Christian radio network, and that's Life Talk Radio. He's married to Jeannie Moore, who bore him 4 special children, and now they live in Texas, where he has been involved in the lives of his grown children, helping them to build and remodel and design medical clinics, and he does the general construction in the development for them. He also teaches a Sabbath school class at Arlington Seventh-day Adventist Church, and he's longing for the coming of the Savior. Elder Paul Moore, I am so thrilled to talk to you today.
Well, Rosie, it's an exciting time to be here and seeing what you're doing with Life Talk Radio.
You know, I have so many questions to ask, but I want to go back to the very beginning, that little embryo of when you decided to start a radio station. Tell us about that.
Well, we went from Arlington, Texas, to Yakima, Washington. And while we're there in Yakima, the head of the manager of the radio station in Walla Walla phoned me and said, we'd like you to take the feed from our Walla Walla station and put up a feed for that. And I said, well, if you want to come and talk to our board, we'll see what happens. So he came and talked with us, and when they came and talked, it was clear that our church wasn't interested. And so I said, you know, it's clear that we're not ready to do something like that right now. And about 6 months later, I got a phone call saying, you said that to go ahead and work on it and see what you could work out. And we've discovered that you can put a full radio station in Yakima. There's a frequency available. And I said, well, that's interesting. You want to come and talk to us again? He said, sure. So they came back and talked to us and said, you know, you can do whatever you want to do with that radio station. I mean, if you want to use our programming, or you can develop your own programming, whatever. But there's a frequency available. It's available. I talked with the area pastors. We had about 5 or 6 area pastors in the valley. And they all got excited. In the meantime, Cyril Miller, president of the Southwestern Union conference, phoned me, and he said, you know, we're developing a satellite radio network. We'd like to challenge you to develop a radio station to receive our programming. And I said, well, that's exciting. He said, it'll cost you $10,000. And I thought, well, I'm sure we don't have $10,000. But I wrote back to him and I said, you know, Cyril, you and I have worked a lot together, and you owe me something. And I'd like you to donate that $10,000 feed. And he said, all right, I'll do it. And so we were working to develop a radio station that would use that programming. And then as I watched and listened, it sounded like that programming was going to die. They had started on satellite, but I could see that it was going down. And I talked to the head of the radio station in PUC, and I said, you need to work and see if you can't pick that up. And that didn't happen. And I had done a lot of thinking in the meantime, and I thought, you know, just religious songs are good, important, but we ought to be doing more than that. We ought to have interactive talk radio. And so I began talking with the conference leadership and others about it. And one of the pastors that was on our board, we'd formed a nonprofit organization there. We were working to get that radio station on the air. Sunday morning, he knocked on my door about 8 o'clock, and I went to the door, and here's Bob Mix. And I said, Bob, you're out early. He said, well, I've got to talk to you about something. I said, really? He said, yes, I need to. And I said, well, come on in. And I took him down to my study in the basement. And as he went ahead of me, and when he got to the bottom of the stairs, he turned around and said to me, Pa, are you willing to risk everything for the Lord? And I said, Bob, I want to be willing to risk everything for the Lord. What do you have in mind? He said, I think these ideas you've been talking about, Life Talk, we didn't have the name Life Talk, but this interactive talk radio, I believe that needs to happen, and I think you ought to make it happen. And I said, Bob, I know nothing about radio. I've had no experience in that area. I'm not a dramatic person. I'm not somebody has a lot of influence and don't have any funds. How in the world am I going to do that? He said, well, I think you ought to do it. I said, no, Bob, I don't think God's good asking me to do it. He said, are you sure? I said, well, if I knew God were asking me to, I'd want to be willing to. And so that conversation ended. My middle boy came to visit us with his family. And one day he says, Daddy, you really believe these ideas you've been talking about? And I said, well, son, do I generally talk about things I don't believe in? He said, no, I mean, do you really believe? And I said, I really believe it's something that the church ought to be doing. And he said, well, I think it's going to be really hard for you to find somebody to pick that ball up and run with it. I think you're stuck with it. And I said, Paul, I don't think that's something that God's asking me to do. A couple of weeks later, one of my elders, Ron Wilkinson, after I finished my sermon and I was waiting and greeting people, as he came out, he said, Paul, I need to talk to you. And I said, well, let me finish greeting and then I'll come back. So he went back in the church and I went in and I said, well, what do you have in mind? And he said, well, and I was thinking, what, do you want to have a father-son banquet or something for the young people or what? He said, you know, I think that you ought to ask the conference for 6 months to test these ideas that you've been talking about. And if they'll give you 6 months with salary, you'll know whether you can go ahead or not. And I said, Ron, that's not something I think is. I have never had anything to do with radio, and it's not something that I think that God is calling me to do. He said, well, I think you ought to give it a try, give it a thought, think about it. And I said, well, Ron, I'll think about it. The next Monday, the conference leadership was introducing the ministerial director of the conference, a new ministerial director. They came and with the president and secretary and treasurer and the new ministerial secretary and all of the 11 pastors of the area were there at my church. I had invited the ministerial director of the conference to work with me and the other pastors of the area to develop the ministry for Life Talk Radio, which wasn't Life Talk Radio at the time. Anyway, what happened was that I was visiting with him, who has now become the secretary of the conference. I said to him, you know, Bryce, as I look here, I came here with a church in very chaotic condition. The Lord is blessed. We've brought the church back together and moving ahead. But I really think it would be good. The conservatives thought I was liberal, and the liberals thought I was conservative. So I thought it would be good for a new man to come in. But the problem is, if I stepped out, I think the idea of the radio ministry would disappear. And I think it needs to happen. And then suddenly I heard myself saying, you know, if the conference would give me 6 months with salary, I think I'd like to go ahead and see if I could make it happen. He said, well, Paul, I think that's a great idea. And I thought, oh, my, what in the world am I getting myself into?
And that's where it all began. Well, we're going to take a break right here, but when we come back, we're going to hear the rest of the story.
All right. I'd love to tell you more of that story.
You've been listening to Homeschool Companion. You know, we'd love to hear from you. Be sure and like us on Facebook at Homeschool Companion, or partner with us. Send us a contribution or a show suggestion at P.O. Box 413, Smithsburg, Maryland, 21783, or call us at 301-824-3162.
You've got questions? God has answers, and they're all found in the Bible. Welcome to God's Treasure Chest. I'm Charles Mills. Let's see what's hiding in God's Word today.
Do people who don't know God get to go to heaven?
Being a missionary's son made it possible for me to visit many countries of the world. Sometimes I'd see whole towns filled with hardworking, kind, helpful people who'd never heard of Jesus or Adam or Eve or heaven. If Christ were to come right now, would these nice men, women, and children die forever simply because you or I never told them the story of salvation? Of course not. We worship a fair and wise God. He judges us on what we know, not what we don't know. Some people who've never heard of Jesus will be surprised when he returns and invites them to go to heaven with him. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat, Jesus will say, as recorded in Matthew 25, 35, and 36 NIV. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison, and you came to visit me. These people, along with many followers of Christ, will ask, when did we do all these things for you? Jesus will reply, whatever you did for one of the least of these brothers of mine, you did for me. Verse 40. If you'd like to learn more about God and His amazing treasure chest, write for your free kids-only Bible course. The address is Treasure Chest, P.O. Box 53055, Los Angeles, California, 90053. Discover the many answers waiting for you in God's treasure chest.
Welcome back. I'm here with Elder Paul Moore, and
He was the founder of Life Talk Radio. So we're just so privileged to have you sit down and tell us the story. So you started essentially really on faith. It was a faith venture. So in those 6 months, you obtained a station and started getting the programming. And
we already had the permit to build a station. So we had that. When I made that decision, then they brought in they were going to bring in a new pastor, and they told me, you start May 1. Well, May 1, I was right in the middle of building a school, remodeling our junior academy. I worked for 3 months finishing that junior academy. So I spent 3 of my 6 months doing something else. And then Bob Mix, who was the pastor in adjoining district, and I were talking. I said, I'm going to go down to Loma Linda, and I want to talk to the media center, I meant, and see if we can't develop some ideas around this. And I said, I'd like you to go with me. And he said, well, I'd love that if the conference would let me. He said, you get permission, and I'll go. So I got permission, and we went. And as we were traveling, we were praying about what should we call our ministry. As we thought about it and prayed about it, each morning we would separately have a devotional. And when we got back together this morning, we were in Loma Linda. When I got back to Bob, he said, Paul, I've got a good idea. I said, really? He said, yes. I know what we ought to call our ministry. And I said, really? What is it? Life Talk Radio. And I said, Bob, I don't like that. He said, and of course I had a twinkle in my eye. He said, why don't you? I said, well, it wasn't my idea. And then I laughed and I said, that's a wonderful idea, Bob. Praise the Lord. I think that God has given you that ministry, that name.
Yes.
Life Talk Radio. And Life Talk Radio
was born.
Was born.
So, welcome back. I'm here with Elder Paul Moore, who was the founder of Life Talk Radio. And we just have listened to a wonderful story of God's grace, providence, leading, and direction.
Amen.
So you are there with this little beginning of a ministry. So how did you go from there to here?
Bob Mix said to me, you know, Paul, there are a lot of ministries that are developed on a volunteer basis. And I know of several ministries where the people who are the staff raise their own salaries. And I think that that's what we ought to do. And I said, well, Bob, how would we do that? And he said, well, this is what they do. And so I thought, well, if the Lord would open that up, maybe it would work. And so we began. I received a phone call from a fella in Colorado. His name was Joe Mann. And Joe said, I understand you're developing a new radio station, and I'd like to come out and be one of your voices. And I said, well, Joe, we don't have any money. If you are in a position to be a volunteer, why, we would certainly consider it. And if you want to come out and talk to us, and with those stipulations, he said, well, my mother is helping with a certain amount of funding. And he had a good radio voice and a capable young man. And so he moved out. He drove out. We talked about it, and I said, these are the circumstances. He said, I'd be willing to volunteer. I went on that trip to Loma Linda, or the media center, and then Loma Linda, Bob and I went on to Tennessee, to Texas, and to talk to Cyril Miller, because he was the man who...
Yeah, he was in Texas
and so,
now.
I went to talk with him and met a fellow by the name of Rudy Dolinsky. And as I talked with him, I said to him, "Rudy, you're about ready to retire. How would you like to be a volunteer and be with us? You've been in, you were with Cyril Miller in developing StarNet." And he said, "Well, let's talk to my wife about it. Let's." So we visited, and they decided they were going to, they were about to retire anyway, and they were going to join Life Talk Radio. And so now we had two radio people. Then I met his son-in-law, Charles Byrd. As I was talking with Charles, he said, "I'd love to get involved in something like that." And I said, "Well, Charles, this is the circumstances. You'd have to raise your own salary, and that's the only way we can do it." So they talked about it, and they decided they'd come with the Dolinskys. And so now we had Byrd, Charles Byrd, with a very capable voice, and we had Joe Mann and Rudy Dolinsky, who was a radio engineer, and we were just about ready to get started. A lady who lived over in the Centralia area got acquainted with us, and she agreed that she would develop a program for us. Just piece by piece, things started falling together. By the end of the 6 months, that was 3 months, we had several people willing to make some commitments, and we were on the way. Then I began traveling to get people interested in developing radio station. We went to Albuquerque, and the people there at Albuquerque were just getting ready to get a radio frequency, and they decided to make it part of Life Talk. There are many other things that I need to organize a little bit.
Yeah, well,
to tell you.
Yeah, that station's still going strong too.
Yes.
There's 100 stations now.
Right. Isn't that amazing?
It is.
100 stations across America.
It is. And you have lived to see it.
That's right. I applied for a little over 200 frequencies. And of that 200, over 100 of them have become a reality.
Have become a reality. Praise God. Well, we're actually to the end of our 22 minutes. I said I wouldn't keep you past 22 minutes. But we're so glad we got to sit down with you here at the General Conference session in Antonio.
Well, thank you, Rosie, and God bless you and my dear...
Yes, John Helly.
John Helly and his dear wife and Life Talk Radio.
Amen. I have one last thing to say, and that is God bless.
You have been listening to Homeschool Companion, a production of MRG Media. Be sure to join us on Facebook. Just type in the name Homeschool Companion. For more on this or to contact us, go to mrgmediaministries.com. That's all one word, mrgmediaministries.com.